More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, October 21st edition of the program. We have the weaponization of the bureaucracy, the executive branch, the prosecutor's offices, and yes, Congress. They've held Steve Bannon in contempt. Now they want to send him to prison. They've also subpoenaed Trump for their January 6th committee. Oh, my gosh, January 6th, the insurrection. Talk about that. Latest polls show Republicans about to clobber the libs. We will be doing backstrokes in rivers of lib tears. This will be fabulous if it continues on this current path. Very excited about that. And then some parents in Michigan who are upset about the fact that their kids are being taught really sexual stuff in schools with some of these books. They're at the school board meeting, and some of the libs are saying, how dare you? You're mostly Muslim Americans, and we stood with you against Islamophobia, so now you're supposed to think that this is okay for us to teach your kids. What? That's not going to work. And we're going to break it all down for you here in just a second. But if you're going to be listening to this podcast or watching this show on Rumble, you got to think, you know, you should be comfortable, right? You got to be comfortable. Got to be getting a good night's sleep as well. And if you're talking about products for the home, I mean slippers to wear around your house. I mean pillows for your bed, sheets to sleep in, towels to dry yourself off with. You need MyPillow, my friends. MyPillow is an amazing company because of all of you, and the Giza Dream sheets are the best sheets I've ever owned. I've got multiple pairs of them at home. I was sleeping on them last night. You've got to check out the Giza Dream sheets. They're made from the world's best cotton, Giza, and right now the Giza Dream sheets are back at the lowest price ever, 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with promo code BUCK. That's promo code B-U-C-K. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and check out this flash sale on the Giza Dream Sheets. $39.99 when you use promo code B-U-C-K. That's MyPillow.com. Click on Radio Listener Specials and enter promo code BUCK, and you'll get $39.99 Giza Dream Sheets. Amazing. All right, so Bannon is facing Steve Bannon 4 months in prison for contempt of Congress. Few things to note about this. It's pathetic, isn't it? This is what the libs are doing. The country is angry, and rightfully so, because of all the crappy governance that has been going on, right? The country is upset because the economy is not going well, because there are all these challenges, all these problems out there. And what do Democrats offer up? January 6th and the insurrection. It's crazy. And then also punishing their political enemies who are no longer in positions of government power because their base is a bunch of lunatics who have been essentially promised for years now that Trump and all of his top people, all of his top advisors are going to be frog marched out of their homes in handcuffs and thrown in cells. So here's the deal. It's a contempt of Congress charge, which in the first place is pretty ridiculous because, one, Steve Bannon has said that this is covered by executive privilege, so there's no point. He's not going to say anything. Two, even if he showed up, they just want the theatrics of this because he could just plead the fifth. What's the point? They can't compel him to testify, really. So what are they going to learn? The answer is nothing, and they know that. But this is about the optics. It's about changing the story from how the country is doing so poorly and people are recognizing what a menace to the country the Democrats in control have been. And so they want to change the situation, change it up. And so we focus on this. This is crazy. Think about this. The same day when they have the sentencing of Steve Bannon to 4 months in prison, and the DOJ wanted longer than that. This is for a crime, mind you, a crime that, got to get the air quotes, that hasn't been even prosecuted in 40 years. And I think the last person who was prosecuted for it was acquitted. So this isn't really, this is the equivalent of bringing a Logan Act violation against somebody. You say, well, the Logan Act is the law of the land, the law of the land. Okay. How many people have been successfully prosecuted under the Logan Act in 200 years, give or take? Zero. Zero people have been prosecuted under the Logan Act. But that's what they used to go after General Flynn of the Trump administration. Oh, we have to see if the Logan Act is being violated. They are so ruthless, dishonest, and disgusting that these libs will find some vague, unenforced, and really unconstitutional law and just say, you know, for example, this thing with Congress, this is an executive branch versus Congress issue. This is a political question. This is not something that the courts should even be involved in this way. To punish somebody who's asserting executive privilege is crazy. But they dust off the law books and they find some obscure minutia to bring against somebody. And this is how they play the game, abusing whatever government power they have in whatever ways they can. And to add to this, you've got the subpoena of President Trump going on right now. What exactly is that supposed to accomplish? Well, we all know they want to bring Trump in. They want to have him in front of Congress so they can berate a former president. These are the people, by the way, who are always lecturing us about threats to our democracy and respect for our institutions. How about some respect for a former president and possible future president, obviously, which is why they're so fanatical about this stuff, which is why they won't let it go, because this is pure politics of the worst kind, of the worst kind. And I just think that everyone needs to see this for exactly what it is. And I believe the American people, by and large, are. But it's disgusting that it has become status quo. Oh, look at the precedent this has set is irrelevant. Oh, look at how dirty they play. We would never do that. Yeah, exactly. This is what they do now. They think that the permanent bureaucracy, especially because of the D.C.-based jury pool, is a political weapon for them to wield in perpetuity. It doesn't go away based on elections. Oh, we think that, you know, we can get you with the executive branch bureaucracy, not elected officials. Great. Have the trial in D.C. And then you get a bunch of lunatic libs. It's 95% Democrat in D.C. Lunatic libs who are going to prosecute any Republican they can get their hands on and make some kind of a point. I mean, the jury I'm talking about now, never mind the judges. The judges are appointees of Democrats overwhelmingly, and they're just, look what they've done to January 6th defendants. In the same week, in fact, that we've seen the Trump subpoena drop officially and that we have Bannon facing 4 months in prison, almost 4 years. This is what got me confused before. Almost 4 years in prison for a J6 defendant who's a former UCLA student, a young guy. He didn't hurt anyone. No violence of any kind, no attempted violence of any kind. And that's a matter of record. That's not a matter of opinion. Nobody believes that he tried to do anything violent that day or that he was involved in any violence. But he was trespassing on the Capitol grounds, part of the obstructing the official proceeding, and he sat in Nancy Pelosi's chair in her office. See, the one thing that these libs can, they will, not only will they refuse to let go, they will be as vicious as they can in response to any kind of mockery. Because they're loons. I mean, they're crazy. They're deranged. And when you start to make fun of them, it really bothers them. You can say they're wrong, they're dishonest, they're scummy, they're horrible. That's all true. But when you mock them, when you make fun of them, that really gets to them in a way that's that goes beyond anything else. That really upsets them in a way that, you know, everybody needs to see that they won't allow it, right? They want to make examples of people. And so the sitting in Pelosi's chair, no. Almost 4 years. Think about that. Almost 4 years in prison, federal prison for this. There's no bail. I'm sorry, no parole, rather. He's going to serve the full term. I think it was 40 months he's going to serve. So over 3 years, between 3 and 4 years. For what exactly? Going to get more jail time, as many people have pointed out, than the individuals who firebombed a police car as part of a BLM riot. How many violent maniacs who were part of BLM riots and did real violence and threw rocks at cops and put lasers in cops' eyes and tried to blind them? How many of them got almost 4 years in federal prison? Start to look at that number. You see, this is, Democrats can't win through convincing. They can't win through the results of their decision making and of their policies. So they have to find other ways. And that's when I think about how this election, they got nothing, which means it might get really dirty and really ugly out there. Because how many mains of water can break at 10 o'clock at night? How many pipes can burst in election counting centers? I don't think enough to turn this election around for the libs. So we'll get into this in a second with the latest. But my friends, if you've ever thought about being a real estate investor, listen up. Dunn for Your Real Estate, it's incredible. It's a great company. I know the founders. I'm a client. I've been working with Dunn for Your Real Estate for years. I had never even bought a house to live in before. The first house I ever purchased, the first mortgage I ever got was through Dunn for Your Real Estate. And it's been fantastic. I've done so well with them. And I didn't know anything. They taught me a lot about real estate investing, soup to nuts, start to finish. Here's how it works. They help you. You set up with them. They get you on a call. They'll talk to you about different areas and that of the country that they think you should consider investing in, buying a house in as an investment. And you're actually the owner of the house. I mean, this is real tangible asset stuff. This isn't some fund or something else. You know, this is not some crypto or some coin or whatever. This is owning a house that you will rent out to somebody, get them a great home, and you are getting free cash flow every month and building up equity over time. And then eventually you can either have the house paid off or maybe you sell it when the value is increased. I mean, that's the system. It works so well. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey. doneforyoubuck.com. Now, my friends, the latest polls, just to give you a sense of it, Democrats are forecast by the Real Clear Politics average to get 53 seats. And I'm sorry, Republicans are cast, pardon me, to get 53 seats, Democrats 47. The GOP right now is on schedule to pick up in Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia, and to hold in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin. This is a total butt-kicking. This is the annihilation of the Democrat program that could well be underway here. And it is a very good indicator, I think, of where we're heading. And then there's some other races as well that are really encouraging. Scott Jensen, for example, is taking the lead in a Minnesota governor's race poll, 46 to 45 over Tim Walz. Now, Minnesota has become a pretty blue state. The fact that you've got a newcomer like Scott Jensen, who may become the governor of Minnesota, is a really good indicator. Texas looking great for Abbott. He may win over Beto O'Rourke by double digits. What was so interesting to me is there's a UT poll, University of Texas poll out, the number one issue of all issues in terms of, you know, determining factors in this election by looking at the voters' top issues: immigration, 32%, economy, 14%. Immigration, illegal immigration is really, of course, what we're talking about here. And it just goes to show you that the wide open border of the Biden regime is a massive political liability for them. Governor Ron DeSantis, 51% to Charlie Crist, 40% for the governor of Florida race. That's looking fantastic. Very excited about that one. And Donald Trump, 45 to Joe Biden, 41. Theoretical matchup there. Ron DeSantis, 48% to Joe Biden's 42%. A theoretical matchup there, too. Democrats are in trouble, my friends. They're in trouble, and they know it. Now, the Dearborn, Michigan school board meeting, I just want to play this for you. Here's a father in Dearborn, Michigan, who's saying, look, everyone's got to understand this. This is not a political issue. What they're teaching, this is at a school board meeting, Dearborn, Michigan, which has the highest per capita Muslim population in the country, of any city. And they're saying, look, we just don't want our kids being taught pornographic, completely inappropriate stuff. And this is a father speaking out. Play two.
Last month, I came to the board meeting for the first time in my life, and we read some of the material that was in these so-called books. The Great Sex App Debate. There's actual reviews about Grindr saying how good it is. I have used Grindr. The advantages are you can get what you want quickly. This is from the book. I've met a variety of interesting people through sex apps. They're predominantly used for sex, though. They're sold to us as social networking apps, but we all know what they're really for. I don't have a problem with that aspect of it. If people want casual sex, then something like Grindr is a must. And we read that to you last month, and you looked at us like we were some kind of crazy people speaking to you, like almost like we had nothing to we had nothing to say. Now, does anybody need a college education or a PhD to know that this book is not appropriate for kids?
No. It's obvious. Now, what's fascinating is that in this debate of, or rather, I should say, this era of wokeness, in this debate, you have white liberals who are telling these Muslim parents, don't be bigots. We stood with you against Islamophobia. You need to stand with us to make sure that your kids are being taught about sex apps in books that the school is saying that they should read. That's what's going on here. That's the reality of this debate. Here is a woman who says, yeah, you guys want to ban books. This is clip three. You guys want to ban books just like Hitler did.
I am not in favor of banning any books in Dearborn. If parents do not want their children to read a book, they should not allow them to do that. But to voice their views of one group of citizens on the rest of Dearborn doesn't work either. This is what Hitler did, and we all know how that worked out.
We all know how that worked out. This woman is out of her mind. Out of her mind. And in terms of banning speech, the left wants to ban speech, kick you off platforms, eliminate it entirely. We're just talking about what you're teaching kids in schools. What editorial decisions, what educational decisions are being made about what we're teaching kids in school? I think it's pretty clear to everybody. This is about what is rational and reasonable versus what is an agenda that is harmful to children, that is polluting their minds with stuff, and that parents just don't want their kids to be exposed to, which is totally understandable. But that's right. So they're calling the Muslim American parents bigots because they don't want their kids learning about pornographic stuff in books in school, basically. That's what the left is doing right now in Dearborn, Michigan. Pretty fascinating to watch that play out. We're going to have a lot, to talk about next week, obviously, with the election coming up. It's going to be, things are going to get crazy. So I really appreciate you being here with me. I'm going to be on the road on Monday. So the audio and video might be a little shaky, but don't worry. I'll be with you. And then every day next week. And we're going to keep growing the show and doing more stuff here. So thanks for rolling with me, team. Appreciate you. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.